best friend, and you will never, ever, ever see him or Ken.
Now Mary's out the door with the loaded 44 in her hand, shooting down the Lord and shot down a dead body man.
When you and the team are pitching a new product,
let's go!
Yes, yes, creeps and kitties, you are tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio Weekly, ska punk radical radio program at you each and every Thursday night from the hours of 9 to 10 p.m. We just listened to a slew of Rancid songs in that first half hour, 14 tracks we did in commemoration of the brand new single that Rancid released called Tomorrow Never Comes off of their 10th studio album that is coming out June the 2nd. Those tracks that we heard in descending order from albums was Adina off of Rancid self-titled 1993. Before that, we had St. Mary's off of Let's Go, Lockstep and Gone off of And Out Come the Wolves, Backslide from Life Won't Wait. That goes out to my good friend Matt Earl. Before that, we had Antennas off of Rancid 2000, Django off of Indestructible, East Bay Night off of Let the Dominoes Fall, a triple shot, Collision Course, Honor Is All We Know, and Evil's My Friend off of Honor Is All We Know. And, Where I'm Going, Ghost of a Chance, and Track Fast off of their album Troublemaker. And then we kick the show in with Tomorrow Never Comes. Go check it out. The band sounding in fine form. I highly, highly recommend you check it out. And go and pre-save the album. Go buy it. You can get the vinyl pre-release now. Do it. It's going to be good. I'm excited. Rancid, if you're listening, because I know you are, come back to Vancouver, please, dear God. Anyways, that is enough of Rancid and me nerding out about that. I have to do my civic duty and tell you what is going on in our fair city this weekend, starting with tonight. Right now, as we speak, you can be seeing Paul Is Dead, Gadflea, and Media Slaves. It's happening right now at Redgate, and there's also at the Camby. I was going to say Cameo. I'm like, I was thinking Pub 340 for a second. Stutter, Quit It, and the Furniture and John Creedence, that's going on. That is happening right now, so turn off your radio and go out to those shows. Tomorrow night, that's April the 21st, you can go to Green Auto Body and see Banana Hoss, Big Ethel, that's a great name, Blacksmith and Brewer, and Johnny Trash. You could also go to Redgate and see Danes, Down the Lees, and Fantasy Boys. I've never heard of any of those bands. Hopefully it's good. And then, of course, at the Vogue Theater, you can see Fear! Ah! love living in the city. Actually, you shouldn't love living in the city. It's overly expensive and it's fucking crazy out there. Dayglo abortions are there, and the Vicious Cycles, Vancouver's very owned, and the owners of Clampdown Records, which you should support if you need your vinyl pressing needs. That's happening at the Vogue Theater. That is your Friday night. Saturday night, you can go to Bully's Rehearsal Studio and again see Down the Lees, Danes, and Fantasy Boys. I guess they're just doing a thing. Hopefully those bands are good. If you are over in Cumberland, you can go to the Masonic Lodge, number 26, for Punk Rock in Cumberland, featuring Mean Bikini, Pilsnar, Line Trap, and the Fomites, who are on their Shred the West tour. It's pretty good stuff. You can also go to the Black Lab and see Woolworm, Sunspots. They're having their tour kickoff, so that is your Saturday. And then finally, Sunday night, you can go to Lanaloo's Rock and Roll Eatery, see War for Your Money, Paul is Dead, Vera Vera, who are apparently out of California, and Habit live at Lanaloo's. And of course, if you were lucky enough to get a ticket and you didn't pay the extraordinary fucking fees, which I'm not going to get into about how Ticketmaster's monopolistic nightmare, you can see the Interrupters with special guests, our very own Bedouin Soundclash. I just was able to score some tickets for actual face value, so I'm going. I'm happy. My friends couldn't go that bought tickets in advance. I was able to scoop up their tickets. I'm pretty stoked because Interrupters are my favorite band that is brand new and currently running. I'm so stoked that there's a band that is active and touring and on the charts, making videos that the youth is hearing, that is spreading the sound that I love of ska punk music, the message that I love, which is unity music. That band is the Interrupters. You can see them this Sunday at the Commodore Ballroom. This is off their latest album, In the Wild. This song is called As We Live. You ready? Let's go. Rad Radio.
Get rid of dandruff.
It's hard.
be remembered for. From the bottom of our hearts to the top of our lungs, we're crying out for liberty. And the battle's just begun. Let love be your foundation. Let wisdom be your guide. To the problems of the person, you're no longer divine.
And the bulls and the
So that was a taste of what you can experience if you go to the Commodore Ballroom this Sunday for the sold-out show, The Interrupters, all the way from California. They'll be playing with Bedouin Soundclash and the Bandellos, I think is the other band that's on the bill. Check it out. Should be a good time. If you're there, come find me. I'll be the one dancing up in the pit. It'll be a good time. Those tracks we heard was This Is the New Sound off of their debut album, self-titled album. Before that, we had Babylon off of Say It Out Loud, Broken World off of Fight the Good Fight, and As We Live off their latest effort, In the Wild. Good times. If you haven't listened to The Interrupters, what are you doing, man? You've been under a rock? They're good stuff. Spreading ska punk, spreading unity music to the new generation. Now, we only got a couple minutes left in the show, so I'm going to bridge the gap right now where Rancid and Interrupters meet, and that is the band that started this whole ska punk craze. My favorite band ever. A little band called Operation Ivy.
Stop that!
Well, creeps and kitties, that's almost it for another week. You've been listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. That last band we just heard was the infamous Operation Ivy. No other band do I know was around for so little and changed so much in the musical landscape. That last song was Unity, and the song before that was Sound System off their seminal album Energy. If you have not listen to Operation Ivy, one, I don't believe you're probably listening to the show, and two, if you happen to be, go pick it up. Pick up the Energy album. It's the only one that's available on Spotify. Go pick it up on vinyl. If you can find A Plea for Peace or the Hectic EPs, pick those up as well. It's good times. It's good music. It's a good, good thing to do. Now, the reason why I'm playing a little bit of Operation Ivy is because Rancid and the Interrupters fused together is kind of what Operation Ivy started, and I've been able to feel that DNA trickle through both bands the entire time. But more importantly, Jesse, the voice of Operation Ivy, Tim, the musical mastermind of Operation Ivy, have reformed to make a band that was briefly called Bad Optics, and have now been renamed as Doom Regulator because there was already a Bad Optics with a C, theirs was with an X. But still, I digress. So they've got a brand new album out. It's the first time that Tim and Jesse have officially formed as a band since Operation Ivy. The band is called Doom Regulator. I'm going to leave you with their debut single. There's supposed to be more music coming, I have been assured. Let's really hope that this one sticks around, because something just feels right here in Jesse's voice over Tim's guitar. The band is called Doom Regulator. The single's called Raid. It goes like this. I'll see y'all next week. Make sure you stick around for the Blurred Crusade. I'm Johnny Bones. I'll talk to y'all later. And you're coming to the Interrupters on Sunday. Let's do some dancing, yeah?
Yards out.